Was a god, Cadmos.
Or as close as anything I've ever seen.
Tyrant, they yell so easily. I laugh. No tyrant ever gave back so much. And what do they know of the world, these schoolboys? It takes strong men to rule. Alexander was more, he was Prometheus, a friend to man. He changed the world. Before him, there were tribes. And after him, all was possible. There was suddenly a sense the world could be ruled by one king. It'd be better for all. 18 great Alexandrias he built across this world. It was an empire not of land and gold, but of the mind. A Hellenic civilization. Open. Tall. Did such a man as Alexander exist? Of course not. We idolize him, make him better than he was. Men. All men reach and fall. Reach and fall. The East, the vast Persian Empire, ruled almost all the known world. The West, once great Greek city-states, Thebes, Athens, Sparta, had fallen from pride. It was Philip, the one-eyed, changed all this, uniting tribes of illiterate sheep herders from the high and low lands. With his blood and guts, he built a professional army, brought the devious Greeks to their knees. He then turned his eye on Persia, where it was said the new great king Darius himself, on his throne in Babylon, feared Philip. It was from these loins of war that Alexander was born, in Pella. Some called his mother, Queen Olympias, a sorceress, and said that Alexander was the child of Zeus. But truly, there was not a man in Macedonia who didn't look at father and son side by side and wonder.
Fortune favors both ones. Trust the ones who give you love. Life has just begun, son.
Her skin is water. Her tongue is fire. She is your friend. Take it. If you hesitate, she will strike. They are like people. You can love them for years, feed them, nurture them. But still, they can turn on you.
He calls me a barbarian. He makes a mockery of Dionysus every night.
Women are the only ones who know Dionysus.
Some good bean soup, Cassander, after a forced nightmare. Come on, Alexander. Come on. Whoever respects you as a king, do you think it's because of your father? The first rule of war is to do what you ask your men to do. No more, no less. That's it. Well done, my steer. Good wrestling. That's what I want. Hey. Come. You did well, but you lost. Now, both of you congratulate the other.
Go on.
Would you want me to let you win, Alexander?
You're right. But I promise you I will beat you one day, Hephaestion.
It was said later that Alexander was never defeated, except by Hephaestion's thighs.
Although an inferior race, the Persians control at least 4/5 of the known world. They rule, and we sit around like frogs.
Master!
Yes?
Master!
Yeah, well, out with it.
Why are the Persians so cruel?
Oh, come on, Nearchus.
That is not the subject for today, Nearchus, but it is true. The Oriental races are known for their barbarity and their slavish devotion to their senses. Excess in all things is the undoing of men. That is why we Greeks are superior. We practice control of our senses. Moderation. We hope.
And what of Achilles at Troy, Master? Was he not excessive?
Achilles simply lacks restraint. He dominates other men so completely that even when he withdraws from battle, crazed with grief over his dead lover, Patroclus, he seriously endangers his own army. He is a deeply selfish man.
Then would you say that the love between Achilles and Patroclus is a corrupting one?
When men lie together in lust, it is a surrender to the passions and does nothing for the excellence in us. Nor does any other excess, Cassandra. Jealousy among them. But when men lie together and knowledge and virtue are passed between them, that is pure and excellent. When they compete to bring out the good, the best in each other, this is the love between men that can build a city-state and lift us from our frog pond. Now, back to geography and things that we know. Is it possible that the source of Egypt's mighty river Nile could rise in these distant mountains of the outer earth? If so, an experienced navigator could find his way here, by this river, east, down into the great plains of India, out into the Eastern Ocean, and end of the world, and by this route, up the Nile, back to Egypt, into the Middle Sea, and home to Greece. Now, if only these frogs could look outward and act on their favored position in the center, Greece could rule the world.
Why is it, Master? In myth, these lands you speak of are known. India, where Heracles and Dionysus traveled. All these men who went east, Theseus, Jason, Achilles, were victorious. From generation to generation, their stories have been passed on. Why? Unless there is truth to them.
Tales of Amazons, Minotaurs, Gorgons, Icarus flying into the sun? No, Alexander. Only common people believe these tales, as they believe most anything. We are here precisely to educate ourselves against such foolish passions.
But if we are superior to the Persians, as you say, why do we not rule them? It has always been our Greek dream to go east. My father long wants it.
The East has a way of swallowing men and their dreams.
But still, to think it's these myths that lead us forward to the greatest glory. Why is it wrong to act on them?
I can only warn you, not teach you. Beware of what you dream for. The gods have a way of punishing such pride.
Philip brought such as Aristotle from Athens to educate our rough people. Growing more ambitious, he now planned the invasion of Persia.
Majesty. Show me your leg. You've been beaten far too often.
My noble king, he's a high-spirited animal, yet. High-spirited. And worthy of Philip of Macedon.
No, for 3.5 talents, I couldn't possibly make a profit on him. But for you,
I don't want such a beast. I already have a wife.
Do I seem so old?
Broken neck comes free, you fool. Too nervous for battle. You'll sell him for me.
Buy him for me, Father. I'll ride him.
And if you don't?
I'll pay for him myself.
With what? Your singing voice?
I'll pay you!
I tell you, the horse can't be ridden, lad. His mind is broken.
It can be ridden. By me.
If you can rule that horse, I'll make him yours. At half the price.
That horse will kill him, Philip. He'll break a boy in two.
Philly,
Perhaps you'll make a musician out of him yet.
The boy doesn't have the craft, Philip. He could hurt himself.
He'll have to figure that out for himself.
It's time.
You don't like your shadow, do you? It's like a dark spirit coming up to get you. You see? That's us. It's just a trick of Apollo's. He's the god of... sun. But I'll show you how to outwit him. You and me together.
Iron Age, blood feuds. In those days, fathers feared their sons' treachery and would eat them. But Zeus's mother tricked her husband, that Titan Cronus, and fed him a stone instead of their son, which the fool ate.
So Zeus, protected by his mother, grew up, killed his father with his thunderbolt, and the war between the Titans and the Olympians.
Yeah. Remember, Prometheus stole the secret of fire and gave it to man. It made Zeus so angry. Chained Prometheus to a rock in the Great Caucasus. And each day, his eagle pecked out the poor man's liver. Each night, it grew back again so that it could be eaten the next day. Miserable fate. You remember Achilles?
He's my favorite.
Why?
Because he loved Patroclus and avenged his death.
And his faith?
That he must die young, but with great glory.
He could have a choice.
Oh, yes. He could live a long life, but there would be no glory.
You dream of glory, Alexander. Your mother encourages you. There's no glory without suffering. And this you will not allow. Oedipus tore out his eyes. He found out, murdered his father, and married his mother. Knowledge
It came too late. Medea, she slaughtered her two children in vengeance, and Jason left her for a younger wife.
My mother would never hurt me.
Never easy to escape our mothers, Alexander. All your life, beware of women. Far more dangerous than men.
Heracles, even after he accomplished his 12 labors, he was punished with madness, slaughtered his 3 children.
Good Heracles. Great Heracles. All greatness comes from loss.
Even you, with God's will one day, judge harshly.
And I'm king like you one day, father.
Don't rush the day, boy.
You risk all. My father threw me into battle before I knew how to fight. When I killed my first man, he said, "Now you know." I hated him then, but I understand why now. A king isn't born, Alexander. He's made by steel and by suffering. The king must know how to hurt those he loves. It's lonely.
Ask Heracles.
Ask any of them.
Fate is cruel.
No man or woman could be too powerful or too beautiful without disaster befalling. They laugh when you rise too high and crush everything built with a whim. What glory they give in the end, they take away. They make of us slaves.
Alexander's life was too favored. As everything suddenly changed for him. His father, King Philip, was murdered. And Alexander, at 20, became the new ruler of Macedonia. It was widely believed that the great Persian king, Darius, had paid for the death of Philip. Announcing revenge, Alexander liberated all of the cities of Western Asia and provoked Darius himself to battle in the heart of the Persian Empire, near Babylon.
He was mad. 40,000 of us against 250,000 barbarians. It was the day Alexander had waited for all his life. In Egypt, an oracle in the desert had declared Alexander the true son of Zeus. Alexander, son of a god. It was a myth, of course. At least it started as a myth. I know. I was there. I saw his eyes.
There. And the crack of the Persian line will go for the head.
Killed Darius?
The gods have brought him to us at last. If I die, it's one Macedonian. But the Persians, they cannot move without Darius' command.
This is madness. You'll never get within 100 paces of him. He's most protected at the center. His best cavalry. Have you seen the sheer size of his force, Alexander?
Not if you hold them on the left, my brave Parmenion. With your son, Philotas. If you grant me 1 hour, pin them on the walls of your Sarissus, then I and my cavalry will strike and deal death blow to Darius' head.
Since when, by the light of Apollo, Alexander, has cavalry ever been used to break an infantry line?
Right.
Alexander, if we must fight, do so with stealth.
Use your numbers well. We should attack tonight when they least expect us.
What? I didn't cross Asia to steal this victory, Cassandra.
No. You are too honorable for that. No doubt influenced from sleeping with tales of Troy under your pillow. But your father was no lover of Homer's.
Your father taught you never to surrender your reason to your passion.
I urge you.
Regroup. Fall back to the coast. Raise a larger force.
I would. If I were Parmenion. But I am Alexander. And no more than Earth has two sons, will Asia bear two kings? These are my terms. And if Darius isn't a coward who hides behind his men, then he'll come to me tomorrow. And when he bows down to Greece, Alexander will be merciful.
By Irish chains, he's got balls. Let me give the money to Parmenion.
Lads, feast tonight. For tomorrow we will dine in Hades.
I remember you the day you jumped the siege tower at Tyre. You were a giant. And today, how will you fight? Dexapol. By Athena, how far was it you threw your man wrestling at the last Olympic Games? Will you match it with your spear? And Commander, son of Menander, a great soldier to my father. I still mourn your brother, Adaios, who died so bravely at Halicarnassus. What an honored family you descend from, Commander. You fight for them today. You've all honored your country and your ancestors. And now we come to this most distant place in Asia, where across from us, Darius has at last gathered a vast king who pays assassins in gold coins to murder my father, our king, in a most despicable
A cowardly manner. Who is this great king, Darius, who enslaves his own men to fight? Who is this king but a king of air? These men do not fight for their homes. They fight because this king tells them they must. When they fight, they will melt away like the air. We are here today as Macedonian free men!
Some of you, perhaps myself, will not live to see the sun set over these mountains today. But I say to you, what every warrior has known since the beginning of time, conquer your fear, and I promise you, you'll conquer death. Gaugamela, for the freedom and glory of Greece!
Thank you.
Commander of Alturion!
Thank you. father still watches over you! Melina!
You would.
No, Hermelas,
not now.
It's far worse than me. Go to them. Help them.
My king.
Glaucus. And where's your home?
Illyria.
Let your body go loose. Think of home now. Be brave again, Glaucus. And you will live on in glory.
Alexander.
Persian Empire, the greatest the world had yet known, was destroyed. And Alexander, at 25, was now king of all.
Truth is in our hearts, and none will tell you this but your father. Men hate the gods. The only reason we worship any of them is because we fear worse.
What's worse?
Titans. We were able to be set free. Be a darkness such as we've never seen.
Give us some prisoners.
from the Titans forever under Mount Olympus.
It said that when Zeus burned them to dust with his lightning bolt, took the Titans' ashes and in cold revenge, mixed it with those of mortal men.
Why?
Who knows these things?
One day, things will change. Men will change. First, the gods must change. But all this you'll forget, Alexander. It's why we call them myths. We can't bear to remember them.
I'll remember. And one day I'll be on walls like these.
Alexander once said to me, "We are most alone when we are with the myths." And thus it came to pass, in a dream as mythical to all Greeks as Achilles defeating the Trojans, at this one glorious moment in time, Alexander was loved by all. In the end, I believe Babylon was a far easier mistress to enter than she was to leave.
Aristotle may have called them barbarians, but you never saw Babylon.
We've only dreamed.
We have enough gold here to support another three generations of Macedonian armies.
Macedonia would soon corrupt, Cassander. Wealth in great quantities brings the crows.
Not for the men who fought, I trust.
We'll pay them well, Antigonus, but not as mercenaries for future services.
Now you sound like Philip.
Philip never saw Babylon.
No, he didn't, if I assume.
Alexander, I know you think me a stiff old sod, but whatever our differences, know this day, your father will be very proud of you.
Thank you, Parmenio. I ask you to forgive me, my own anger, my pride. They too blind me.
Yes, grandsons of goat herders. We now rule 2 million square miles.
Sorry, we keep giving it all away.
But none of you fear that this great fortune may drive us all to destruction.
You overvalue us. For as long as Darius breathes, he is the legitimate king of Asia. And I, but the king of air.
But he has no power, Alexander. He's lost in the mountains with no arms.
As long as he's lost, Philotas, he can be believed in. Only when he's found will it be decided.
Seems you've already made up your mind, Alexander.
We must finish what we failed to do at Gaugamela, Parmenion. We must hunt Darius down, if it be, to the ends of Earth.
That was not your father's mission.
And I am not my father.
Come on. Have you so quickly forgotten? Fortune favors the bold.
I wonder Darius fled when he had this to come back to.
One for every night of the year.
How will I ever go back to Lysimachia after this?
I advise you not to touch the Anathis here. I'll take care of it for you.
Was perhaps present. Do these images fool us with their beauty and degrade our souls?
Great King Alexander.
The Princess of the Thousand Roses, and eldest daughter of the formerly great King Darius. Statira.
Noble Alexander. I come to beg for the lives of my sisters, my mother, my grandmother.
You are not wrong, Princess Statira. He too is Alexander.
Please, I plead for my family's lives. Sell me as a slave, great king. But
look
please,
now.
Do not.
In my eyes. Princess. And tell me. How would you like to be treated?
As I am, a princess.
And so be it. You and your family shall be treated as my family. You shall live in this palace as long as you choose. Have you any other requests for me, my noble princess?
No. Everything I wish I have requested.
You truly are a queen.
Yes, she would be a perfect match for you. But you do nothing. 3 months you have been in Babylon, and leave me in Pella. At the mercy of your enemies, of which you have many. Antipater, accustomed now to the power that you have given him, I must watch him grow stronger. I am certain that he communicates secretly with Parmenion, who is dangerous. But beware most of all of those closest to you. They are like snakes and can be tamed.
General
Carus. Cassander is Antipater's son. Even Clytus, your father's favorite. And Ptolemy, your friend, yes. But beware of men who think too much. They blind themselves. Only Hephaestion do I regard. But all of them you make rich, while your mother and yourself you live in generous poverty. Why won't you ever believe me? It is only a dark mind like mine that can know these secrets of the heart. For they are dark, Alexander. So dark. But in you lies the light of the world. Your companions will be shadows in the underworld when you are a name living forever in history. As the most glorious shining light of youth, forever young, forever inspiring, never will there be an Alexander like you, Alexander the Great. Remember, bring me to Babylon as you promised. I can only help you, for they know if they harm you, they will face my wrath as queen of Babylon.
It's a high ransom she charges for 9 months' lodging in the womb.
Bring her, Alexander. It'll give her such joy.
Joy? When I'm the cracked mirror of her dreams.
Generals question your obsession with Rias. They say it was never meant for you to be king of Asia.
Naturally. They want only to return to their homes rich with gold. But I've seen the future of Phaistion. I've seen it now 1,000 times on 1,000 faces. These people want... need change. Look at those we've conquered. They leave their dead unburied. They smashed their enemy's skulls and drank him as dust. They made him public. What can they think or sing or write when none can read? But as Alexander's army, they can go where they never thought possible. They can soldier or work in the cities. The Alexandrians from Egypt to the outer ocean. We can connect these lands of Phaistion. And the people...
Some say these Alexandrians have become extensions of Alexander himself. They draw people into the cities so as to make slaves.
But we freed them, Ephesus, from the Persia where everyone lived as slaves. To free the people of the world. Such would be beyond the glory of Achilles, beyond Heracles. A feat to rival Prometheus, who was always a friend to man.
Remember the fates of these heroes. They suffered greatly.
Oh, we all suffer. Your father. Mine. They all came to the end of their time, and in the end, when it's over, all that matters is what you've done.
You once said the fear of death drives all men. Are there no other forces? Is there not love in your life? Alexander. I wonder sometimes if it's not your mother you run from. So many years, so many miles between you. What is it you fear?
Who knows these things? When I was a child, my mother thought me divine, my father weak. Which am I, Hephaestion? Weak or divine? All I know is I trust only you in this world. It is you I love, Hephaestion. No other.
You're everything I care for. And by the sweet breath of Aphrodite, I'm so jealous of losing you to this world you want so badly.
You'll never lose me, Hephaestion. I'll be with you always. Till the end.
Spain in the northeast of Persia turned into a hard guerrilla war of almost 3 years.
He was dying when we found him, sire. He asked for water. He drank and died.
Great King Darius had been betrayed by his own commanders. fully honoring his corpse, Alexander hunted down these commanders into unknown lands, crossing even beyond the river Oxus into Sogdia. We fought them as far as the unknown steppes of Scythia, where only legendary heroes had once trod. Here, Alexander founded his 10th Alexandria and settled it with veterans. Unable to accept defeat in any form, Alexander persisted in breaking every tribe that resisted. For Alexander, there could be no pretender to the throne of Asia, which now included all of Sogdia and Bactria.
Because I want a son. Damn you, Philotas.
Then half your nobles have sisters who'd make fine Macedonian mothers.
To take an Asian as my queen, not a captive, is a sign of deep respect for our subjects. It will, more than anything, bring us together, unify us. Which is not to say I won't take a Macedonian one day.
As a second wife, then insult Macedonia.
Alexander! This is about the honor of our kingdom.
Exactly. What can be won, Alexander? We came here to Asia to punish them for their crimes. We've achieved that. 7 years from home, now we drift from one far region to another, chasing nomads and bandits, when Macedonia bleeds its manpower. For what? To build roads in Asia? To give these people cities?
To found cities and expand our reach, not to drift Parmenion.
What benefit to Macedon?
It's far richer than before.
What could you give them?
With respect for your age, Parmenion, had you fought better at Gaugamela when your flank was crumbling, we could have had to ride.
How dare you, Nearchus!
General Nearchus,
Alexander spread our flag too thin. There was nothing my father, any of you could have
Colossus.
Done.
Colossus!
Sit down.
Alexander, I've known you since you were born. I supported you at your father's death. At the very least, for Zeus' sake, and in respect to the council that chose you king, give us a Macedonian heir. A Macedonian heir.
You've been heard clearly.
Good Alexander.
Come in!
And after the wedding, you'll take 2 brigades back to Babylon, where I look to you, and Antipater in Greece, to maintain our empire and supply this expedition.
I'll winter in the north with my advance army at Marikans.
And I pray to Apollo you'll soon realize how far you've turned from your father's path.
Ah, damn you, Parmenio, by the gods of your Apollo! What was in my father's guts? Wasn't overripe in reason like yours.
He never lusted for war, Alexander, or enjoyed it so. He consulted his peers in council, among equals, The Macedonian way. He didn't make decisions based on his personal desires.
I've taken us further than my father ever dreamed.
Old man, we're in new worlds.
Alexander, be reasonable! Were they ever meant to be our equals? Share our rewards? You remember what Aristotle said. An Asian? What would a wedding vow ever mean to a race that has never kept their word to a Greek?
Aristotle, be damned!
By Zeus and all the gods, what makes you so much better than them?
Cassander, better than you really are. In you and those like you is this.
Alexander. What disturbs me most is not your lack of respect for my judgment. It's your contempt for a world far older than ours.
And so Alexander, the most powerful man in the world, took Roxana, the girl of no political significance.
Greek and barbarian may be reconciled in peace.
On this glorious occasion, I toast this great army that has given so much. And in honor of them, those of you who set out with us 7 long years ago, I pronounce all your debts paid forthwith from the royal treasury. And in honor of my bride, my beautiful bride, we recognize the many women who shared the long, hard road with us. Yeah. And grant them dowries befitting a proper marriage.
Yeah. And what about
our boys? And lastly, the gods demand no less of us that your children with these women be given a proper Greek education and military training under our protection, so as to be the new soldiers of our kingdom in Asia.
In Egypt. The man who sold it to me said it came from a time when man worshipped sun and stars. I'll always think of you as the sun, Alexander, and I pray your dream will shine on all men. I wish you a son. You're a great man.
You love him.
He is sacrificed you.
There are many different ways to love, Roxana. Come.
Searches for a woman at Earth's top and finds her.
You will have my son.
This woman you call your queen, Alexander. Do not confuse us. I was never a barbarian, as Philip said. We are of Achilles' royal blood. Zeus is your father. No, I understand. She brings you some happiness. But hear me when I tell you. Act, and act soon. After 7 years, people wonder, who is this king, Alexander? I have given you ample proof. Antipater daily undermines your authority. Return to Babylon and strengthen your center. Or come home to Macedonia and reorganize, but do not chase your dream further east. Your life and mine depend on it. Remember, my only thoughts are of you. As you two must face your glorious destiny, think kindly of your mother. Provide for me. Protect me from your enemies when you are gone. And remember, always, it is I who love you more than any. A little whore. He will marry her in the spring during Dionysus' festival. And when her first son is born, Her sweet uncle Attalus will convince Felix to name the boy his successor, with himself as regent. And you. You will be sent on some impossible mission against some monstrous northern tribe to be mutilated in one more meaningless battle over cattle. And I, no longer queen, will be put to death with your sister and the remaining members of our family.
I wish sometimes you could see the light, Mother. The truth is, he's taken nothing from you that you've not been long without.
The only way is to strike. Announce your marriage to a Macedonian now. Beget a child of pure blood. He would be one of them, not mine. And he would have no choice but to make you king. There is still Kinani. Eurydice was perfect. If your father, that pig, had not ravaged her...
Say nothing more of my father. Did you hear me say nothing?
You're right. Forgive me. A mother loves too much. Who shall I sing to sleep at night anymore? I wish we could spend more time together. Like we used to, when you were the sweetest boy.
There's never been time, Mother. Since I was a child, I've been groomed to be ever the best.
Oh, my poor son. And like Achilles, cursed by your greatness. Take my strength. You must never confuse your feelings with your duties, Alexander. A king must make public gestures for the common people. I know, but you will be 19 this summer, and the girls already say you don't like them. You like advice here more. I understand it's natural for a young man. But if you go to Asia without leaving your successor, you risk all.
Hephaestion loves me. As I am. Not who.
Loves. In the name of Dionysus. Understand how Felix thinks. For your own sake. Your life hangs in the balance. His spies are inside your closest...
Stop! I'm his only worthy son. You crazed woman. He'd never hurt me. Even if Eurydice had a boy, he'd be 20 before he'd let him rule.
Yes. And you would be 40. Old and wise. Like Parmenion. And Philip's young son would be 20. Like you now. But raised by him. His blood. He will never give you the throne now, Alexander. Never.
What would you have me do?
Whatever is necessary.
Where have you lost your mind? There'd be civil war, clan against clan, chaos.
Yes. And you would win. Because the young ones love you like a god.
I forbid you to ever talk to me like that! Such a man would be forever chased by the Furies!
What have you to fear from the Furies? For killing an imposter to the throne before he murders you and your mother. Why won't you ever believe me? Philip did not want you. You had a condition of the breathing and he wanted to leave you in the mountains for the birds to peck out your eyes. No, Alexander. Zeus is your father. I lay with him that night in the wind, as sure as any mortal man. Never have I been made love to as I was then.
Enough. Half the mothers in Greece share such a fantasy. I warn you, mother. Make no mistake. You will treat this girl as nothing more important than as otherwise. You will behave as we always have. At the first.
I wonder.
Did you ever love him?
What? I never stopped.
Beloved.
Yes, you've been arrogant and hot-headed, and I've made enemies. Do you really, in your heart, think that I would use 7 silly boys who would then come to me as one has said and tell me of their plot? As if I were an outsider. Alexander, remember me for who I am.
I do remember you, Philotas, but not as you remember yourself. It appears to me and your peers here that the true weather of your soul is ambition.
Oh, I didn't do this! Lightus!
Remove him now!
No! No, Alexander! No! Oh.
Has to do it.
For myself and the
Anarchist. There's no way to spare the lives of Parmenion.
Carus, what of his 20,000 men?
They'll be divided.
The men will follow the king.
Alexander won't be there. The infantry will follow me.
Go, Antigonus, and Clytus, and go quickly.
Issue the gold bullion in the name of Alexander, there'll be initial resistance.
Best to have it in gold bullion. I'm like, you know how to
take us.
Parmenion.
Alexander. Drink this sadness away.
As only thirst could quench sorrow, Solomon.
There's only one thing better than winning a battle, son. That's the taste of a new woman. You'll find it far sweeter.
It's such pity. Odysseus, you bore me.
Alexander, find you the right girl.
I love you, my little imp.
And I love you, Clovis.
No!
There you go.
Stay alive.
Pausanias! Who's your new friend? Get away! Who's your new friend there?
No!
Who's
your new friend? No!
A toast! A toast! I drink to our Greek friends and to our new union, Macedonia and Greece, equals in greatness! And to Philip! Our king, without whom this union could not be possible.
Come, Atlas, leave some damn air in the hall.
And last, I drink to the king's marriage to my niece, Eurydice, a Macedonian queen we can be proud of. To Philip and Eurydice, and to their legitimate sons.
Before you dishonor me.
You defend the man who called my mother a whore and me a bastard. And I dishonor you.
Ah, she listened like your mother. Atlas is my family now, the same as you.
Then choose your relatives more carefully. Don't expect me to sit here and watch you shame yourself.
Shame you?
You insult me!
I insult you! A man not fit to lick the ground my mother walks on. You talk, questioning your queen.
Shame? I've nothing to be ashamed of, you arrogant brat. I'll marry the girl if I want. And I'll have as many sons as I want. And there's nothing you or your harpy mother can do about it.
Why, you drunken man, must you think everything I do and say comes from my mother?
Because I know her heart, Bihira. And I see her in your eyes. You covet this throne too much. Now we all know that she-wolf of a mother of yours wants me dead. Well, you can both dream, boy.
Come, Philip, this is the wine talking. Leave the boy. It'll wait till morning.
Now! I command you. Apologize to your kinsman. Apologize!
No kinsman to me. Night, old man. And when my mother remarries, I'll invite you to her wedding.
You bastard! You're a baby! Come here!
He can't even make it from one couch to the next.
Get out of my palace! You're exiles, you bastard! Banished from the land, you're not welcome here! You're no son of mine!
Thank you.
Alexander marched an army of 150,000 across the passes of the Hindu Kush into the unknown. In his dream, it was the promised route to the end of the world. We were now a mobile empire, stretching back thousands of miles to Greece. Cooks, architects, doctors, surveyors, moneylenders and wives, children, lovers, whores, and slaves. That anonymous, bent working spine of this new beast, ravaged or expanded, for better or worse. No occupied territory remained the same again. Although devoted to Roxana, Alexander's visits to her tent diminished as a year, then two, went by without a successor, wounding Alexander's great pride.
The surveyors are saying that Zeus chained Prometheus up there in one of those caves.
You say there's a giant eagle's nest just above it. Suppose he drops down each night to peck out poor Prometheus's liver.
You remember what Aristotle told us of these mountains?
Yes, I do. But when we reach these heights, we'd look back and see Macedonia to the west and the outer ocean to the east. But I fear this world is far larger than anyone dreamed.
A world of titans.
The scouts have been up every known trail, Alexander. There is no way across, except to the south, into India.
Were we gods, we'd breach these walls of the Eastern Ocean.
We will, Alexander. In a few years' time, we will return. But first, the men must see their homes.
Have you found your home, Ptolemy?
More and more, I think it will be Alexandria. Well, at least it's hot. Theseus, she loved it there.
Women bring men home. I have no such feeling.
You have Babylon, Alexander, where your mother awaits your invitation.
Yes, I have Babylon. But each land, each boundary I cross, I strip away another illusion.
Since death will be the last.
Yet still I push harder and harder to reach this home. Where has our eagle gone?
We must go on, Ptolemy. Until we find an end.
India, the land where the sun was born, fabled to be even richer than Persia, had never been explored or conquered. From the beginning, Alexander struggled to unify a land without a center. Kings who conspired against one another, a labyrinth of tribes urged on by zealots and philosophers to die by the thousands for their strange gods.
Keep that away from me.
Hello, little man.
This be?
No.
This.
And then there was the rain. Never before had we seen water that fell from the gods for 60 days and nights.
You know better, Mercatus. What's your son going to say?
Give me that snake! Look out! Take my
Titus! Bring the stake handlers!
Mavada!
This way.
Go up there,
Mavada! What happened, lad?
It's to the neck.
Oh, no! Listen, no! Hold on! Dimmock, hold on! Be brave! Brave!
Our quest for gold and glory evaporated as we realized there was none to be had. Tempers worsened, and with the local water putrid, we drank the strong wine. As we moved southeast, Alexander often returned the lands we'd conquered to their defeated kings, so as to make of them allies. But this did not sit well with the army.
Mother's god. Dionysus.
Dionysus!
We're told by our Indian allies traveled here before Heracles, some 6,000 years ago, to a hero.
These Indians, they are a low, evil people.
You don't try to understand them.
I try. At least I know, Alexander. In Persia, you are a great king. Here, they hate you. Let us go back to Babylon. There you are strong. Talk.
I shall go. Tonight.
And I shall wait. You want my king.
Your Majesty.
Assault, Sir Bagoas! On the 30,000 beautiful Persian boys. We're training to fight in this great army. To the memory of Philip,
had he lived to see his Macedonians transformed into such a pretty army. To Philip, to a real hero.
Declitus! And his new appointment as satrap of Bactria.
The fancy way of putting it, Ptolemy. But we all know what a pension and an exile is after 30 years' service.
You call governing this major province exile?
Has your majesty given any of his closest companions a province so far from home?
Then you won't make a very good satrap, will you, Clitus?
So be it. Let me rot in Macedonian rags rather than shine in Eastern pomp. I won't quake and bow down like the sycophants you have around you. Phaestion, Nearchus, Perdiccas.
Hey, as governor of one of our most Asian of satrapies, Clitus, does it not occur to you that if my Persian subjects bow down before me, it's important for them to do so? Do I insist on Greeks doing the same?
You accept Greek offerings as the son of Zeus, do you not?
Only when offered.
Then why don't you refuse these vain flatteries? What freedom is there to bow before you?
You bow before Heracles, do you not? And he was mortal, but a son of Zeus.
How can you, so young, compare yourself to Heracles?
Why not? I've achieved more in my years. Traveled as far. Probably farther.
Heracles did it by himself. Did you conquer Asia by yourself, Alexander? I mean, who planned the Asian invasion? Was it not your father? Or is his blood no longer good enough? Zeus? Hey. Ammon, is it?
You insult me, Clitus. You mock my family. Be careful.
Never would your father have taken barbarians as his friends. Asked us to fight with them as equals in war. Are we not good enough any longer? I remember a time when we could talk as men, straight to the eye. None of this scraping, groveling. And now you kiss them? Take a barbarian, childless wife, and dare call her queen?
Go quickly, Clitus. Before you ruin your life.
Doesn't your great pride fear the gods any longer? This army! This army's your blood, boy!
Without it, you're nothing!
You no longer serve the purpose of this march!
Get it from my sight!
And I'll save your purpose! What was I serving? And I'll save your puppy life! At Gargamella!
Do you think we'd be forced now
to mate with brown apes? Please, you Alexander! Turn out the guards! Arrest him for treason!
No one
else. Who's with him? Who's with him? I call Father Zeus to witness. I call you to try before him. And we'll see how deep this conspiracy cuts. Take him!
You speak about plots against you?
What about poor Parmenion? You made me to your foul teeth. Have you no shame? Hypocrites, despots, false kings. You barbarian mother living shame.
Again,
I'll kill you.
Missed you. In the spring, Persia. I command my horse from the right.
I'm honored, Father. I wouldn't miss it for all the gold in the world.
Which one day you'll have.
But there can't go. My poor Philip. He's lost his mind.
Your Majesty?
Athos. I hope the prince is enjoying the spectacle as much as our regent.
He's very tired.
Zenius! Royal Guard! To the arena! March!
No guards, Your Majesty? In all this crowd? Greeks all over the place.
Right. Lightest. Right. This man you can always trust, Alexander. Treat him as you would me. I'll guard your back for you. Swami.
People are guarding today.
Let these Greeks see for themselves how I can walk through my people. Then let them call me Titus.
Bring the main guard in after my entry only.
Titus, make sure the wine flows steady all day.
I want them to like me.
Weren't you told? I go in alone.
Follow with the main guard.
Go on. Go on.
Father, it's best I go with you.
You want the world to say you're my successor?
Is that what she wants? Oh, don't look so hurt all the time, Alexander. Be a man. You count yourself lucky you're here at all today. After your public display. By Heracles, by Zeus, by all the gods, obey me this once!
Have courage, Father. Go on your way rejoicing that at each step you may recall your valor.
Thank you.
break my heart. You men! Afraid! Of course you have fears. We all have fears. Because no one has ever gone this far before. And now we are weeks from the encircling ocean, our route home. We'll build a fleet of ships and sail all the way back down the Nile to Egypt. And from Alexandria, we shall be home within weeks. There to be reunited with our loved ones, to share our great treasures and tales of Asia, and to enjoy our imperishable glory to the ends of time.
Follow Alexander!
What? Silence?
We're with you, Alexander!
Pratarus?
Pratarus!
Another one.
Pratarus!
Little lad,
his glory.
My king, I'm a fighting man. I don't like no belly aching. I won't tolerate in any of my units. I lost many a man. Young ones never been with a woman. Some died of disease. Some are butchered in Scythia by the banks of the Oxus. Some died good. Some just didn't get no luck. But they died. 40,000 have come over with 8 years ago. And we march after you more than 10,000 miles. In the rain, in the sun, we fought for you. Some of us, 50 battles we've been in. We killed many a barbarian. And now when I look around, how many of them faces do I see? And now you want us to fight more of these crazy monkey tribes east of here. We hear talk of thousands of these elephant monsters. Across 100 more rivers.
Quarrus!
Yeah.
Good Quarrus. Who better than you to speak? Most noble of men. But you know there's no part of me without a scar or a bone broken. By sword, knife, stone, catapult, and club, I've shared every hardship with all of you.
And you have, my king, and we'll love you for it.
You have!
But by Zeus, too many have died. You have no children, Alexander. And we're just humble men. We seek no disturbance with the gods. All we wish for is to see our children and our wives and our grandchildren one last time before we join our brothers in that dark house they call Hades.
Yes. You're right, Craterus. I have been negligent. I should have sent you veterans home sooner, and I will. The first of you shall be the Silver Shields. And then every man who served 7 years with full pensions from our treasury. And respected, rich, loved. You'll be treated by your wives and children as heroes for the rest of your lives. And enjoy a peaceful death. But you dream, Quarrus. Your simplicity long ended when you took Persian mistresses and children, and you thickened your holdings with plunder and jewels. Because you've fallen in love with all the things in life that destroy men. Do you not see? And you, as well as I, know that as the years decline and the memories stale and all your great victories fade, it will always be remembered. You left your king in Asia, for I will go on with my Asians.
To the jackals, my young man, Alexander.
We come for you, and you just murder.
Show me,
Alexander.
We're tired of glory.
We want to see our wives and children before we die.
Yes.
I've paid for your foster children. I've taken nothing for myself. And all I've asked of you was
one more month.
Sir! That's your king!
Look at your father's face!
I'm taking you further than my father ever dreamed! So go on! I look to the barbarians for their courage! I go east!
You insult that, and all this bigger strike!
Who said that?
You'll never make it back to Macedonia!
You despicable coward, come forth! Make your accusations public!
Why? So you could have us killed?
Son of Zeus!
You desecrate your real father's memory!
Then you'll murder him like you did Clayton!
Hide in this mob, because I will take you! Demetrius, you call me murderer. I have no such blood on my hands.
Michael!
Yes, you know the pain of truth.
Help! Archaeus!
You mock my shame for slander when you tell me that I was the hair of my father's head. Arrest him! That's all I've done for you!
Why, father? You coward!
Traitor! Come on, then! Where are your daggers?
In smashing the mutiny and executing the ringleaders, he did nothing, to my mind, that any general in wartime would not have done. But clearly the army was divided, and Alexander was no longer beloved by all. But he drove on, south to the outer ocean.
I confess, I disappoint you, especially on these reports of your taking on eastern ways. Beware how these manners inflame the senses with pride. However, I have lived long enough now to question when so many others invest such emotion in their disrespect for you. I can only hope that you continue what you began as the boy I knew at 12. Be that man always, Alexander, and you will not slip. And perhaps you will prove this old materialist as you always thought me. A dreamer, after all. Aristotle.
Together we are strong as gods. Cover with your left. Strike hard with your right.
Fear is rot. A waste of time.
The shield!
Battle position!
Prepare your knives! Follow me!
Give us joy!
Meleager, write to Farnakis and tell him return to the center at once.
Yes, sir.
Find a fighting at the river bank and bring all cavalry to the center. We must reach Kronos before it's too late.
was the bloodiest of his battles. Pure butchery. We'd never be men again.
Meant to be.
This isn't how I wanted to become king.
No one blames you.
They blame me already, behind my back. It's secret.
Slander is not power.
Shame is. Who killed my father? Tell me. Tell me, or shall I put you on trial for his murder?
Pausanias.
He had help! Did you help him?
No, never. Why? Why would I? So many wanted it. Greeks, Persians, men.
You're mad. You're cursed. You've unleashed furies. You don't even know their power.
Oh, now who is exaggerating? Even if it was the wish of your heart.
That's a lie! He was my father! I loved him!
He was not your father! You owe no blood debt to that man.
You lie and lie and lie. So many lies you've spun like a sorceress, confusing me.
Look at you. Look at you. You are everything that he was not. He was coarse. You are refined. He was a general. You are a king. He could not rule himself. And you shall rule the world.
You're so cursed by the gods when you speak like this. Such thick pride. And no mourning for your husband.
Mourn? Him? What do you know of it? No, Alexander. Zeus is your father. Act like it.
My first act would be to kill you! You worried me in my cradle. You birthed me in a cycle of hate. Hate you have for those stronger than you. Hate you have for men.
I taught you my heart, Alexander. And by Zeus and Dionysus, you grew beautiful.
Damn your sorcerous soul.
Your soul is mine, Alexander.
No! No! You've taken from me everything I've ever loved. Maybe you!
Stop it! Stop acting like a boy! You're a king! One. Parmenion is with us for once. Execute Attalus without delay. Then confiscate their land and root out that family forever.
Never. Oh, love, you monster. You heartbreaker.
How will you live out a year like this? Have you learned nothing from Philip?
No. From you, mother. Best.
What have I done to make you hate me so? One day, you will understand this. But I have only you in my heart. I know what you need. Now is the time. The gods favor you. Great wealth, power, conquest, all you desire. The world is yours. Take it.
He never saw his mother again. While he was away fighting the northern tribes, Olympias had Philip's new wife, Eurydice, and her infant son murdered. By necessity, he had her uncle, Attalus, executed.
Men of Macedon, we're going home.
Should have ended in India. But that's myth. In life, Heracles died of a poisoned shirt given him in error by his jealous wife.
Great Zeus, we have worshipped you in blood. Look kindly on our homeward steps and smile upon our backs.
May all those who come here after us know when they see this altar that Titans were once here.
Making his devotions to the gods at the end of the great journey, Alexander bade the East farewell and marched his army directly west across the great Kedrosian desert, seeking the shortest route home to Babylon. Here, he watched helplessly the cruel breaking of his army, not by any human foe, but by nature. To this day, there is no accounting of how many died.
The water, Your Majesty. He mixed it with the wine.
How can this be? Typhus of India?
Oh, I wouldn't tax yourself, Your Majesty. A few good nights' rest will do it. But no wine or cold chocolate.
Come, Doctor. Get up.
I feel better. We leave for Arabia in the spring, and I couldn't leave without you.
Arabia. You used to dress me up like a sheikh. Wave your wooden scimitar.
You were the only one who'd never let me win. The only one who's ever been honest with me. You saved me from myself. Please don't leave me, Hephaestion.
I remember the young man who wanted to be Achilles, and then outdid him.
And then what happened? Ours is a myth only young men believe.
But how beautiful a myth it was.
Oh, we reach. We fall. Oh, fight this.
I worry for you without me.
I am nothing without you. Come, fight, Hephaestion. We will die together. We'll have children with our wives. And our sons will play together as we once did. 1,000 ships will launch from here, Hephaestion. We'll round Arabia and sail up the Gulf to Egypt. From there, we'll build a channel through the desert and out to the Middle Sea. And then we'll move on Carthage. And that great island, Sicily, they'll pay large tribute. After that, the Roman tribe, good fighters, will beat them.
And then explore the northern forests. And out the pillars of Heracles to the western ocean. And then one day, not 10 years from now, Alexandria's will grow. Populations will mix and travel freely. Asia and Europe will come together. And we'll grow old, Hephaestion. Looking out our balcony. At this new world.
Where is this doctor? I can't explain this, Your Majesty.
It's not possible. I swear by Apollo.
Execute him! Take him out now and execute him!
Come away. Come away.
Liars! Liars! You all hate them, all of you! Get out! Get out now! He got with you! Harpies! Get out! Get out!
Are you drunk again? Get out.
He's dead.
Who?
Many hated him. But I don't think any other would have dared.
Hephaestion is dead. Are you mad? Are you mad?
You take from me all that I've ever loved. But all the fury's too tight. Time, you miserable Aaron.
Baby!
Son. Never touch me again.
Satrapies will revolt. Without your orders, the reward
will it be? Pray tell us who.
What did he say?
It's the best.
Is it the best?
What?
No.
Oh, he said the crap.
The crater of Solus the crap.
Thank you.
10th of June, a month short of his 33rd year, Alexander's great heart gave out. And, as he vowed, he joined Hephaestion. Within hours, we were fighting like jackals for his corpse. Wars of the world had begun. 40 years, off and on, they endured, until we divided his empire in 4 parts. Cassander in Greece, Craterus and Antigonus in Western Asia, Seleucus and Perdiccas in the East, myself in Egypt. Cassander certainly proved his will to power when 7 years later he had Olympias executed. And within 12 years, he achieved
the complete destruction of Alexander's bloodline when he poisoned Roxana and Alexander's 13-year-old son, the true heir to the empire. But the truth is never simple. And yet it is. The truth is, we did kill him. By silence, we consented. Because we couldn't go on. What by Ares did we have to look forward to, but to be discarded in the end, like Clytus? After all this time to give away our wealth to Asian sycophants we despised, mixing the races, harmony? Pah! Oh, he talked of these things. But wasn't it really but Alexander and another population ready to obey him? I never believed in his dream. None of us did. That's the truth of his life. The dreamers exhaust us. They must die before they kill us with their blasted dreams. I'll just throw all that away, Cadmus. It's an old fool's rubbish. You shall write. He died of fever and a weakened condition.
Yes, quite fair.
All his life, he fought to free himself from fear. And by this, and this alone, he was made free. The freest man I've ever known. His tragedy was one of increasing loneliness and impatience with those who could not understand. And if his desire to reconcile Greek and barbarian ended in failure, what failure? His failure towered over other men's successes. I've lived long life, Cadmus, but the glory and the memory of man will always belong to the ones who follow their great visions. And the greatest of these is the one we now call Megas Alexandros, the greatest Alexander of them all.